appreciate each and every day that he gives to us on this side of the river. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, while you follow along for a few minutes of time this evening. We've enjoyed the fellowship. We've enjoyed the singing of the songs. And now the Word of God that is able to strengthen us and give us all things that we stand in need of. Chapter 4, 2 Corinthians, starting at verse 1. It says, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, committing ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." In verse 7, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." Amen. Amen. That's some good scripture reading this evening. And there's a lot to be taken from these seven scriptures that we read. The first part is telling us that we, as his people that have this ministry, the ministry that we have in our lives today, knowing that we have passed from death unto life, we have the ministry of Jesus Christ in our hearts, that we cannot faint along the journey. I know I mentioned Governor DeWine's press conference, and I believe that many of us today, if it weren't for the grace of God, we would have fainted a long time ago. He was commenting on the physical part and the mental part of the jobs that people are doing and how that COVID-19 is taking its toll on all of us. Paul here is telling us as Christians, not everybody's going to believe the report that we try to share. Not everybody is going to jump at the opportunity to get saved. Not everyone wants to live a Christian life. And not everyone wants to be a holy roller, as they call many of us today. But it's not a reason for us to faint. We still need to pronounce the hidden things of dishonesty and of walking in craftiness or handling the word of God deceitfully. Because God has saved us and given us not our strength, but his strength that sustains us along this journey. If it weren't for God, I'd given up a long time ago, wouldn't you? If I didn't have God, I would have given up a long time ago, because the flesh is weak, but the spirit is so willing. But he says in that third verse, "But if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world have blinded their minds, of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, which is the image of God, should shine within them or unto them." There are a lot of people today that are searching for something that is in plain sight. It's in plain sight. The word of God is not hidden unto anybody, but to those that don't want to hear it or see it. God's word is made manifest in all of our lives. You cannot look at the ocean or look at the mountains or the great caverns and not see God's handiwork in each and every one of them. You don't even have to travel to see God's handiwork. Just look at somebody. Nobody could have made something like this. It bound to be the Lord. But yet so many pronounce that there is no God, or that God is a God for old people, or that God is a God for those that aren't very strong. But I say God is a God for everyone that will call upon His name and believe His report, repent of their sins, and they shall be saved, and they'll realize what they have missed by not knowing God. I've often, as God laid this on my heart, I thought about, how many of you ever searched for something and it was right before you? I've shared this in years past with you, that growing up, Dad would send us on a mission. He was working on something and he would need a tool, or he would need some type of device, and he'd say, go out to the garage or the shed, because most of the time we didn't have a garage, it was a shed, or the toolbox, and go out there, and he would tell us exactly where it was at. And I was the oldest, so I was usually the one that went on those missions. And I would go and look, and I would not see what he told me was there. And I'd go back in the house and say, I looked and I didn't see it. He'd say, you go back, it's here. Tell me exactly where it was at again the second time. And I would go and look, and I could not see it. He'd say, come on. And he would walk out there to the exact spot where he told me where it was at and pick it right up and say, what is this? It was hidden in plain sight. And I believe that's what Paul was illustrating here, that the gospel of Jesus Christ has been made manifest to the world. He's not dead, he's alive. But people willingly look away from what God wants them to see. It's right there in plain sight. We all know that we're going to die. We all know that when we die, there's a heaven and a hell. We know that there is a God and there is Satan. Even little kids can tell you that part. But right there in plain sight, the world cannot see what God is offering to them. They cannot see what's being presented to them. Instead of seeing what God offers, they're seeing what the world has to offer and holding on to the things of this world. The Bible says that they love darkness rather than light. The light shines into the world, but the world comprehended it not, because the world is full of darkness. And I ask you tonight on a Wednesday, are we not seeing more and more darkness in our world than we've ever seen? Very little light is shining out. And the gospel, they say, is hid to them that are lost. We know it's not it's not hidden. People say, well, you have a Bible, how can it be hidden? Just because you have a Bible doesn't mean that God has been revealed before your eyes. Just because you have a Bible or attend church or even know many of the scriptures doesn't mean that you're not still blinded by Satan and his works. Many of our people, Brother Ott, are so blinded that they can't see God right in front of them. Look at a little child. I look at Rachel's kids and how sweet and innocent they are. And you can just see God. Look at a beautiful, as a prayer request were going up, I was looking at these roses here. And you can see God and His marvelous works. They're blind because Satan is holding on to them and not letting them see what God wants them to see. He's got the blinders that they used to put on horses and mules and oxen to keep them to walk straight. The devil's got our people blinded to what God wants them to have. And our world is truly blinded today. They say we're the ones that's blinded. Scripture says to them that are lost, the word is being hid because many of them don't want the light to shine into their life. It says, the Bible teaches us over in the book of Matthew that the gospel is hidden to some of them because they have willfully closed their eyes to it. You ever try to find something when your eyes are closed? It's hard to do. Often in the morning, when I get up, I'll try not to turn any lights on because I don't want to awaken Beck. And often when I do that, like this morning, I stubbed my toe. I should have turned a light on. But you see, when you walk in darkness, you're going to have injury. There's going to be consequences to it. But when you turn on the light, you can see what's in front of you. How many of us today, we see things more clear now than we've ever seen them, because we have more of God in our life. That the things that were hidden to us, people say, I don't know how them old timers got that out of the Word of God. Folks, every one of us is on a journey to where we are learning more and more about God than we've ever known. People say, preachers and pastors admit that they don't know all about God. Nobody knows all about God. And if we're not careful, we'll let our own personal thoughts and interpretations blind us to the Word of God. And I don't want to be blinded. I want to have open eyes and not blurred vision. Not just blind, but sometimes we just have blurred vision. And it's hard to see. Sister Dottie said on Sunday, she told me that she'd had vertigo all week, which is real bad dizziness. And you can't really focus. Your eyes, you have difficulty with it. I believe that that's where a lot of our folks are at today in the Church of the Living God. They're not focused on God. They've got their eye on God, but they got one eye still on this world. And God will not accept half of us. He wants all of us. And the Bible also says that that word blinded there, if it's hid, it is hid to them that are lost. I use the word blind. What it means is that there's a veil. In the Greek, there's a veil that they cannot see through. But we know that when Jesus died on the cross, the veil of the temple was rent in twain so that we could see clearly that He is the Son of God. And I thought about this today, and I don't want to confuse anybody, but many people are trying to get to heaven by many different ways. But the Bible is very clear. There's only one way to heaven. And His name is Jesus Christ. Did you know you can't talk to God without going through Jesus Christ? He is a mediator between man and God. And did you know Scripture says and teaches us that today not only that no man could come to the Lord except the Father draws them. So it takes the Father sending the Holy Spirit to draw us, and it takes Christ to give forgiveness of our sins and take our pleas before God. People say, well, we pray to God. And I don't want to confuse anybody tonight. Actually, we pray to Jesus for Him to take our pleas to God, because He is that mediator between man and God. You see, God has never walked upon this earth. The Lord Jesus Christ has. And you say, what about in the garden? And I didn't know I was going to go through all this, Brother Ray. But it says the angel of the Lord come. Who was the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament? It was Jesus Christ himself. You say, but he didn't come until Mary had him. No, he was in the beginning with the Father as well. And God has never felt the infirmities that you and I have felt. But the Bible says that Jesus was tempted in all ways as we are. And through those temptations, he overcome the devil. And because he is a conqueror, we are more than conquerors tonight. He said that the scripture tells us that if it be, you notice that? He said, but if our gospel be hid. Why is it so easy for us to see that the world needs Jesus and the world can't see that? It's because it's right there in plain sight. And their eyes are blinded to what's being presented before them. How many of us today have been in situations that where something was being presented and we walk away and somebody said, you're too naive. You're too naive because we didn't understand what was being presented. And even us that are saved today, one day we sit in a church like this and we was naive to how bad we needed Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. The preachers would preach and the singers would sing, but yet we didn't see nor did we feel what the church felt and saw. And you say, can you see God? I can see him moving in the midst of the church. As I said on Sunday, I believe it was, you can see God when he begins to move by the expression on people's face. Their countenance changes. And he is revealed before our very eyes. He said unto them that if it be hid, God is not trying to hide from anybody. He's not trying to hide from anybody. In fact, John 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was made manifest, and he dwelt amongst us as the only begotten Son of God. And we beheld his glory, and we esteemed him not. He was right there, and they couldn't see him, Brother Ray. Some might say, if Jesus was to come back, I would believe upon him. But I contradict that. He was here and they didn't believe upon him. You know the scripture that we preached on several months ago that said that everywhere he went, he did many miracles. But in some places he went, he wanted to do miracles, but he couldn't because they believed not. They did not believe. I believe a lot of our people today could have a whole lot more miracles in their life if they would just open their eyes and see what's happening. The devil's got so many blinded. Look at the division in our country. So many blinded. And church, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I believe the devil's numbers are increasing daily. Daily they're growing because the gospel, you know, he said, but if it be hid, it's hid to those that are lost. And a lot of it is the church's fault because the church is not declaring a risen Savior and declaring that sin is sin. And unless you repent of your sins, you shall not see the kingdom of God. Sometimes, if we're not careful, we will blind the lost to the word of the living God. It's almost like Gavin when he's trying to hide something. He'll put it behind him, thinking that I don't know where it's at. He says, if you can't see it, you don't know it's there. But we know it's there. Amen. We know that the word of God is real. And that it could change lives, it could change hearts, and it could change the destiny of a man and woman's soul if they would just believe upon the Lord. So we have a responsibility, Brother Jim, to present the Word of God. not cover it up. I believe someone made mention of that on Sunday. We don't want to cover up the Word of God, but we want to reveal the Word of God. And I've heard this expression since my earliest remembrance. How many of you heard preachers in years gone by say that you and I are often the only Bible that some people ever read? And sometimes the Bible they read don't coincide with the Bible we read. Amen? I know it's Wednesday night. I'm not going to preach on the church. You can say amen and I'll move on. Or you can sit there and God move me in another direction. We will preach to the church. You say, but that was Sunday. I believe that 99% of this book is to those that are saved. How that we ought to live our life and let our light so shine so the gospel won't be hid. Jesus said that we ought to be like a city which setteth on a hill which cannot be hid. We ought to let our light so shine that the world can see. Yes, it's dark everywhere. I noticed when I pulled in tonight, Brother Ray, when I pulled up here close to the church, it was real dark. But when I got closer, the cameras came on. And that little light that's around the camera, it don't look like much. But when it's dark out, it sure illuminates. I want my light to illuminate in a dark, sin-filled world. Because I've just got a few more days to let my light so shine. And then my light will be transplanted to a city where there is no need for no light, because Christ is the light of that city. Amen. In fact, my little light is not Roger's light. I'm just a reflection of his light. And the closer we live to God, the more people will see how great a God that we serve. It's almost like I said, going out to the shed or to the garage to try to find something. You ever try to find something in a dark building without a light? I was working on the car the other night, and I got sidetracked. My time got away from me, Brother Ott and Jack, and I was trying to put a rotor back on in the dark. And I remembered I had a hat that has a little button on it, and you push that button and two little lights come on. Now, that was a novice when I got it, but when I needed it, it was a wonderful thing to have. Amen? Sometimes tonight, church, we need to get the light out and say, Lord, help me to see, and not to hide what you've given to me, but help me to see it more clearer so that I can show it to my lost loved ones. And then I think about, I said, we are the only Bible some people ever read. We don't want to be the ones that people look at and say, if that's a Christian, I'm just as good as they are. If they're going to heaven, I'm going to heaven. You ever heard anybody say that? You know why they say that? Because there's hypocrites in every church. Oh, you said, Roger, you weren't going to preach to the church. I'm not. God's word is what preaches, not me. But in every church, there's hypocrites. And tonight, we need to be careful that we're not that hypocrite. If we believe it, we ought to live by it, stand by it, and die by it. And let the world pass us on by. He said, if it be hid. He didn't say it was hid, did he, Jack? He said, if it be hid. That's like Jesus saying, if I go away, I will come again. I had a man several years ago to come up to me after church and say, I don't believe the scripture says it like that. I said, well, let's open the book and see. And sure enough, Jesus said, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. If it be, our gospel be hid. It's only hid to a few, to those that are lost and undone because they refuse to see what God has done for us. Aren't you thankful today that God made a way? John 3:16, for God so loved you and I that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe upon him would not perish but have everlasting life. Sometimes when I quote scripture, or even when I read scripture, people say, it doesn't say it exactly like that. You know how sometimes we hide the gospel? It's by arguing our thoughts about a passage of scripture. I've set this many years ago as my personal goal. I will never argue with anybody about the Word of God. You say, but what if they believe it different than you do? Then they'll just believe it different than I do. Amen? I'm not going to argue with them, because when the lost world sees us arguing over a verse of the Scripture, they say, if they don't see eye to eye, why do they want me to have part of it? We should never argue. We should agree to disagree. I'm talking about saved people now. Because if I took a census around just our congregation here tonight, there would be some scriptures that we would not see eye to eye on. But the important thing is that we believe upon a risen Savior, and that the Word of God will save sinners, and that there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And if we believe upon that, let the rest of it lie, and one day we will see it for ourselves and not another. And some of you, if it were possible, you would look at us and say, I told you so. But you know what? Paul said it best. Right now we see through a glass darkly, but then we shall see it face to face. Amen. We shall see him face to face. See, it don't matter. I'm not going to fall out with some people over little things when it's the big things that we see eye to eye over. I've said this over the years, and some people don't necessarily say anything to me about it, but you can tell by their expression that they don't agree with it. But I like to have some Pentecostal and Church of God in the house. You say, would you really? Yes. You know why? Because they know how to worship God. Baptists used to, but we've gotten too sophisticated. We need to get back to where the veil is taken off. Has God been good to you? Then we ought to show it. Amen? Take the veil off. Let the world see that the gospel, the Word of God, is true. He can take old sinners and make saints out of us. And give us joy down in our hearts. Not just bitterness. I say this and then I'll close tonight. I said I'm going to preach on the church. But, you know, we have to. The old saying, if the shoe fits, then wear it. But you know, sometimes we come in and we got old frowny faces on. And we dare somebody to speak to us. You know what we're doing? We're hiding the gospel. Right now, y'all got a mask on. And some of you, because my eyesight, you know, your eyes tell the story. Your eyes tell the story. And some of you, because of the mask, I can't hardly see your eyes. So I don't know if you're agreeing with me. There, pull it down, Ott. I don't know if you're agreeing with me or disagreeing with me. But I know this. God's word is true whether we agree with it or not. People used to say, God said it, I believe it, and that makes it so. It doesn't matter whether you and I believe it or not. If God said it, it makes it so. That makes it so. And we don't want the gospel to be hid, do we, church? We want our lost loved ones to see Christ high and lifted up. And he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And then it's their decision what they do with God. And if they act the way that we did, they'll step out and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Unless Satan has got them blinded. Hidden in plain sight. That was my text. I don't know if I told you. Hidden in plain sight. Right there. And when I became a dad and my boys got big enough and they wanted something, I would tell them, just like my dad, you go out in the garage, you go to this toolbox, you go to that drawer, open it up, and it's right there. And to this day, they still come back and tell me, where did you say it was at? And you know what I end up doing? I end up going out there, open up the drawer, right here where I told you is where it's at. See, I'm not like some of you. I don't have great organizational skills. I like to have. But I think that, you know, people that do have a little bit too much time on their hands. But I know where my junk's at. I know where it's at. You know where your stuff's at. But our people need to know where God's at. And where does he live? In our hearts. In our lives. You say, I thought he lived in the church. This is just a building. This is just a building. It's been dedicated to God. But I do more worship out of here than I do in here. And I believe some of y'all do. Because every time I need help, I say, help me, Lord. Every time he helps me, I say, thank you, Lord. I say, thank you, Lord. You say, doesn't it get to be rhetoric after a while or rhetorical that you just say, thank you, Lord? No, because when I say it and I can feel the tears swelling up in my eyes, I know God heard. I know God heard. So tonight as we close, let's not hide the gospel, but let's present it in its power and its purity. And let's not be the ones that try to tell people, you know, there's so many out there trying to tell people how to get to heaven. There's only one way. One way. His name is Jesus Christ. And without him, you can't get nowhere. And God laid this on my heart while I was driving up tonight. See, the more time I spend with God, the longer the messages get. Some would say, what about Muhammad? Can't we go through Muhammad? He believed in God. Muhammad was not born of a virgin. He was not the Messiah. Muhammad died, and he's entombed. Jesus Christ died, and he rose again. Now, I don't want you to fall out with me. Muhammad may have been a good prophet, but he was not the son of the living God who came to pay the sin debt that you and I owed. You say, Roger, you're saying we ought to believe in Muhammad? That is not what I said. I believe Muhammad took a lot of the word of God and put it in his book, the Quran, and twisted some of it around. Because Jesus did not write one scripture. Follow me. I see some of you getting weary. But the Bible was written by holy men of God as the Holy Spirit moved upon them. It's the inspired word. He may have not have written it, but he inspired it to be written. Amen? God bless you. I hope you got something from the word tonight. Hidden in plain sight, right there. Becky and I used to sing a song when we was first married. I think we were married, maybe been before we were married. The Cook brothers used to sing it, and it said, he was there all the time. Time and time I looked for a fake rainbow's end. Never did find it. See, the world is looking for a lot of things, and what they need is right in front of them. Yeah. Amen. Isn't that a good thought? It's right there. If only they could see past what the devil is offering to them. God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your spirit. And I thank you for our church that stands upon your word. Lord, help us to present the word and not let it be hidden from anybody. But let us come together in unity and in spirit that we might be able to lift you up high enough that the lost and dying world would see you and call upon you before it's too late. Lord, help us to illuminate this world in its darkness. Our little light shine so that we can reflect what you have done for us. Go with our people that are still in darkness and help them to see, Lord, that you did not hide it, but you put it right out there in plain sight. If they would just receive you, you would be their God and they would be your child. We thank you for the move in our life, for we thank you and we ask all these things in the name of Jesus, and amen. Amen. Don't be hidden in plain sight. If I can speak to the church for a minute, somebody is watching you and I. Every day, somebody is watching us. May not be the same person every day, but somebody is watching us. And we need to present the gospel before them. Don't preach them a message. Show them a message. Show love and kindness and understanding. And show that you don't deviate from your beliefs in Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Amen. If we do that, we'll lead the lost to our Lord and Savior. God bless you. This is our prayer this evening. Be safe out there. Can I ask you, be safe. Wear your mask. You go to the store, I know it's uncomfortable, put it on. Wear it. You go to get anything at any store, put it on and wear it. If you don't want to cook, get it through the drive-thru. Don't go in. You say, Roger, you're hurting their business. No, you can still leave a tip as you go through the drive-thru for those places that tips are expected. I've not eaten at one of them in a while. And I was devastated on Sunday. I'll close. I'm going to meander for a moment. On Sunday after church, Becky and I went to Cracker Barrel, one of my favorite restaurants. And there was a placard on the table, and Becky said, look, Cracker Barrel is now serving beer and wine. And I was just shocked. But yet I ought not be shocked. I mean, how many things have shocked you this year that should not have shocked us? Because the devil is raging. He is raging. Amen. But we gotta take that veil down and show them that the Lord is still God. And he still wants to bless us and save our lost and dying world today. God bless you tonight. Love each and every one of you. And appreciate you coming out on this Wednesday night service. But be safe out there. I need you. God needs you. The church needs you. Amen. Even if it is orange. I think I'll get you a yellow one. I'll get you a yellow one to wear. All right. God bless you tonight.